I'm speaking to Sam Rayner.
Hello.
Hello. Now, Sam is playing the character of Clovis. Perhaps you could enlighten us as to Clovis's role in this play.
Well, he's almost hired by Lady Blemley to get rid of the guests at her house party. He's quite vindictive at times, but also a flirt, and I think you've got to kind of have a little bit of sympathy for him.
Why sympathy?
I don't know.
You've got a positive picture.
Yeah, I kind of have a habit of doing that, though, to my characters, I think. It's always nice to feel sympathy for them, but no, I think you have to a little bit. Maybe he's a little bit lonely. I mean, that flirtation with Lady Blemley as well. I think he needs someone else.
You'd have to be lonely to flirt with her, wouldn't you?
Well, I'm not sure Lily would be happy about you saying that.
I don't know.
I might tell her.
She's not painted a very positive picture of her character either.
No, true. No, but no. He's definitely. I think you definitely have to have some sympathy for him.
Yeah,
desperation.
And he's the kind of classic, slightly effete hero, isn't he? That kind of whimsical novel.
Yes, whimsical.
Whimsical.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you finding being whimsical in the context of this musical?
Whimsical is fine. I think it's the vindictive bit that's a bit tougher. But
you're just too nice.
I know. No, it's finding the balance, I think, because I'm either too nasty or too nice, and I think that's what I'm going to work on over the next few days.
And how about the music side?
Very difficult, I found.
Yeah, that'd be my fault.
Well, you know, but no, I think we're definitely getting there now, and there's fewer mistakes every day.
I would say almost
perfect, I think.
It's
now,
getting there
in terms of notes.
Well. I wouldn't say almost perfect. I certainly wouldn't say anywhere near anyone in the cast, but...
No. At least the notes and rhythms are more or less there.
The notes and rhythms are pretty much getting in the right place. And in fact, a lot of the performances are really hitting quite a high level, I would say.
I would say.
It's sustaining it for the length of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ben Young, yesterday I spoke to Ben Young, and he felt that I should be asking what people's favourite songs were.
Oh, so, okay. I love... Mavis's song, just because it's so lyrical, and I think I like Sir Wilfred's song as well, because it's that emotional depth.
Which songs are they? Sorry.
That would be, Mavis would be Stupid.
She sings on.
She is. And Sir Wilfred's song would be Matters We Don't Talk About.
So we've been interrupted by a bearded man with a cycle helmet.
I know.
A loud conversation.
It's normal behaviour.
It's an occupational hazard.
Yeah, it is. Bye.
Right. That was unexpected.
It was.
So, sorry, Sir Wilfred's song.
Yes. A great emotional depth, I think. And really, I would like to say that that's the most Sondheim-esque one, I think, in the piece.
Okay.
What do you think? Because I don't want to say something.
No, it's fair. I try not to think too much about what I'm doing when I'm writing. That one I just knew had to be quite
I remember
simple.
You saying you do it blindfolded most of the time. And in the
that's right. I just kind of actually flick an ink pen and then put stems on the blocks.
Yeah, yeah.
That one was one of the hardest to write.
Yep.
And I knew it had to be simple. And sometimes writing simple music is the hardest thing. Certainly for me. You'll have noticed a lot of it's not very
yep,
simple.
Yeah.
And that's about as simple as it gets.
Half it's almost like recitative, isn't it? In a way.
Yeah.
Because it's all very...
So with the Sondheim comparison, I suppose it's sort of a bit like Sending the Clowns. It's got that kind of stilted... The emotion drives the melody.
But then you've got things like A Valuable Cat as well, where you've got all those different kind of lines fixing together, and that's kind of Sondheim-esque.
That's Sondheim-esque, but also quite operatic.
Yeah, okay.
I'd say that owes more to Britain than Sondheim.
Okay, good. I shouldn't be even trying to make these comparisons
presence. I probably shouldn't make them myself, because it's always... going to lead to mockery, you know. Compare myself to Britain, it's a very foolish thing to do. I suspect the emotional depth, the matters you don't talk about moments, are maybe partly your fault.
Yes, possibly.
Because you remember we had a very early read-through in this building of
a very
rough the script, and you sent me an email saying it needed more of an emotional focus.
Yeah. Oh, was that a new song then? Because I didn't remember if it was
that song wasn't in there. Or there was a Sir Wilfred song sort of plonked at the end, but you gave me the idea of putting the sort of Sir Wilfred Lady Blemley thing at the heart of the emotional...
Fantastic.
There you go.
I feel my life has purpose now.
Good. Very glad. Any ideas on how to end these things?
No. Maybe with French accents. Or kind of... I don't know. I don't know. We could move to different regions and
we only have a few seconds left.
Oh dear. 10, 9, 8, 7. Allo. Zoot allo. Everybody run.